Village of Round Lake, February 18th, 2014, regular board meeting.
Good evening, everybody. Great to see full houses. I'd like to welcome all of you to a great night. I'd like to call the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake to order February 18th, 2014, 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Present.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli? Trustee Trippin?
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Present.
Thank you. Trustee Newby, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of February 3, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Wyszynski, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting carries. May I get a motion for item 4.1. Is there any public discussion here? Thank you, everybody, for coming here. We'll get to why you're here in a moment. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1, 5.2, 5.3, 5.4, 5.5, and 5.6 as follows. Approve the accounts payable in the amount of $204,215.47. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending February 9, 2014 in the amount of $117,331.63. Accept the fiscal year ended April 30, 2013. Audit report and management letter as presented. Item 5.4, accept the January 2014 treasurer's report as presented. Item 5.5, approve an intergovernmental agreement with Solid Waste Agency of Lake County for the clothing and textile recycling collection program. And item 5.6, approve an ordinance amending the village code relating to weapons.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippin, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Motion carries. May I get a motion for item 8.1, approve a payment of $82.15 to Granger. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Abstain.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Motion carries. We get a motion for item 9.1, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department's participation in the Northern Illinois Police Alarm System, otherwise known as NIPAS.
So moved.
In the amount of $3,300. Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any discussion?
No.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
As you can see, that was met with great enthusiasm. Item 9.2, promotion ceremony. Chief and Madam Clerk.
Mr. Rose, could you join?
Absolutely. My honor.
Members of the village board and all of the county members. Tonight we have a big night with the police department, and first order of business, I'd like to ask Officer Dave Cross to come on. Officer Dave Cross went through a promotion process at the police commission, and I believe Art Weber, the secretary of our police commission, is here tonight. So Dave successfully completed the sergeant's exam. He came up first, and he is our first sergeant to be promoted on that list. So I'd like to introduce to the board Sergeant Dave Cross, who's been with us for 6 years. Process, and he is the first commander of Ron Lake Police Department to be promoted. Gentlemen, Commander Troy Aiki. With us for 22 years. He will be our other police commander of the police department. And I would like to, this is not going to come up from what I understand, I like this, and this is why it's famous. He has asked for Yvonne and Jack Molitor's parents to attend.
I'm Peter Moller.
the Constitution of the United States.
And the State of Illinois.
And the State of Illinois.
And all the ordinances of the Village of Round Lake.
And all the ordinances of the Village of Round Lake.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of commander.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of commander.
To the best of my abilities, so help me God.
To the best of my abilities, so help me God.
Members of the board, I really sincerely want to thank you for letting us move the police department in this direction. I sincerely believe that we have been. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Just for the record, on March 4th, Officer Nicole Cheney will also be promoted to sergeant. She's on vacation right now.
I think it's March 3rd, Chief.
Yeah, that one.
I know the day. Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations. May I get a motion for item 10.1, adopt a resolution ratifying the repair of the truck number 54. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Wozinski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee
Trevon?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 10.2, adopt a resolution approving a work order from Baxter and Woodman for the Maculis and Forest Avenue Improvement Preliminary Engineering Services. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens, Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Trippon?
Aye.
Trustee Wozinski?
Aye.
Motion carries. Down item 14.1, Mayor's comments. Chief, congratulations. Being on the inside and knowing how you came up with a program to make your changes in your department and everything that you did to make sure that the selection was as democratic and as unbiased as possible to let us feel good that the people that were chosen to be advanced earned it, are the right people for it, makes it all so much sweeter. And the effort that you put into this, it's an honor to know you, sir. Thank you so much. Vicki has to apologize. I was in a, I missed our first special events meeting after being the one spotted off about how important it is to get it going.
I never said that in the meeting.
Did I?
Never talked about you.
Can we strike that from the record that I had never said that before either? I got involved with some telephone calls, and I could not get away. And then after the calls were over with
Scott.
I have
a problem. There's many more.
I'm sure there is.
Call you on Thursday afternoon?
I'm welcomely accepting. My apologies.
It was just the beginning, but we'll let everyone slide this one. One mulligan?
I'm Scottish, I invented the word. I get more. The other thing that I want to make mention of is here it is again, another snow event. And this has been the most incredible year. And Ron, thank you, and please send it to the guys. I mean, I know we've said it before. These events are not, they're getting heavier. They're not insignificant. Turn on the news and look at the impact that it has on the state. And we made a discussion, we had discussion about the importance that it is to get our downtown sidewalks cleared by our businesses. And since we've had that discussion and you've implemented it, you know, early this morning, who was on the four-wheeler?
Brian.
Brian. With a helmet on and full face covered, he looks exactly like him. you know, I saw him out early this morning and getting the sidewalks cleared, a pet peeve of mine, I don't know. You know, it's a horrible year, and I hope people that call and complain, I understand it, but, boy, where do you put the snow? I ran out of places to put my snow today. I ran out of places to put it. There's no place else to put the darn snow.
I think half
the meter is bad. I'm thinking about it. So, you know, thanks to the guys for getting the sidewalks cleared. I think it's important. Appearance-wise, commuters in our little business district deserves it. Even at the expense of another truck, but there's casualties to war. So thank you guys. I mean that sincerely. And I will stop by and talk to them. I don't have any other comments. Trustees' comments. The mayor wasn't at the special announcement meeting.
I didn't.
Stop talking
to him. Because I'll control the special event on the next.
Okay.
So I just wanted to second your comments on the promotions. I think it's great to see. And the restructuring is also great to see. And again, you know, same thing with the snow events. I've had no problems in my area. I think everything's been handled pretty well.
Okay. I think it's dynamite where you guys have some other stuff. I've been able to go out to my mailbox. I go out there, I get the machines running at night. I'm really pleased with the way the voice is in. They have this number. Also, Chief, I'm really glad that the mayor managed to put me in later now in the department. And I'm going to play and work with person that, and not only that, I hope that everything that we do as a group is up to your standard. We appreciate what I appreciate. And for the rest of the members of the board and all, Bill, which my daughter's doing a little better now, but, you know, we're still looking for prayer. She isn't quite out of the woods yet.
Not nearly the magnitude that you deserve for this job, and they deserve for this job.
I can't wait to see how well this works out for us, because I know it's going to be something really terrific. And holy cow, what more inch of snow, and I honestly think that that little brown dog is going to get dropped, because I can't see. You've done an awesome job. By and large, nobody really knows how to deal with all these snow events on top of each other, where it just keeps adding up. Typically, when we get this kind of snow, we have hiatuses in between, and it seems to go away and melt and up and back. This is just on top of, on top of, on top. This is a lot. So please let the guys know how much we appreciate what they have done. And then, of course, the last thing I wanted to just say is welcome. As of tonight, with the agreement that we have done, the intergovernmental agreement, we're hoping we have our container sometime by March. It just depends on how well this all happens and they get the container here. I probably have it still for the first round. So when I get to it, we'll be like, well, geez, you want to empty all of your stuff? So we'll see. And again, congratulations to the promotion. My gosh. Again, great job.
Yeah, to talk about the laws that have to do with the summer rule, we want to make sure we understand that there is room for improvement. And so I thought that the model is going to be fine-tuning the snow plan and bring that up to speed so we can even do a better job the next time. Chief, again, kudos to you. And it's been a long time coming. I've been here some past for a long time. And, one of the things that I have done is to restructure the department, and thank you for getting it done under this administration. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for your comments. Any other business? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Go ahead.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
Yvonne Lollador, 7 Park Lincoln. My husband and I own the property, 301 Cedar Lake Road, with the agency and the currency exchange and store. How is the control coming with the bar next to our property?
Control?
Are we keeping things under control at this bar? I'd like to know that.
I'm not.
Let me use a different definition. Have we had any more continual problems with this bar? Because it's just basically known through the whole town that they have been a challenge. Is that challenge taken care of?
We
don't want to see the man lose his business. Absolutely not. But I'd like to know that it's run correctly and everybody's safe.
I will, you know, have they had violations?
I don't know of any. I'm just, from past experience this past year, just wondering.
Well, I can tell you that
okay.
They're being scrutinized.
Pardon?
They are being scrutinized. We're watching. The problem that I personally have is that when there's an event of some sort, the characters that are involved with it. And that's what I find
concerning. Okay, well, I just thought I'd check it out.
I'll defer to our police department, Mike Celestia. He has more insight on that than anybody.
Well, I haven't heard any adverse situations since last fall, and I just wondered if it's
going to
stay there.
I certainly hope it does. Mike, do you have anything you want to add to it?
I can tell you, Juan, that we're doing everything we can to try to stay on top of it.
Well, like I said, I don't want to see the man lose his business. Definitely not. But then at the same time, I don't think the surrounding businesses should have to be concerned.
I agree with you.
Thank you for listening to my request.
Anytime you want.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Motion was made seconded and approved. So the meeting is now adjourned at 7:25.